Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to listen to God together. First, let's hear from the Bible. Romans chapter 14, verse 1. Accept other believers who are weak in faith, and don't argue with them about what they think is right or wrong. In every generation, there are issues on which Christians have different opinions. You might care to dream of a world in which such tensions don't exist, but I'm afraid that here on earth, that'll never happen. So the question is, what to do with those disputes, and particularly in relation to young Christians? Paul offers very strong and practical advice. He's desperately concerned that such issues shouldn't be a stumbling block to those who are weaker in the faith. He encourages his readers to respect one another's different opinions and not to make a big issue of it. The two areas of tension in the Roman church concern food and the celebration of special days. Those from a Jewish background had some very strict rules about their food and the Sabbath. They were absolutely convinced that they were right and clearly had no willingness to negotiate. Paul said that what mattered was that they did what they were convinced before the Lord was right. So if someone ate a particular food and another person refrained from eating a particular food, what mattered was that they were doing so to the Lord. Paul summarized the teaching by saying that we should let God do the judging and stop looking down on other people. He urged his readers to, quote, live in such a way that you will not cause another believer to stumble and fall. I'm quite sure that, however wonderful your church might be, there are many different opinions on a whole range of subjects. What matters is that we never allow them to get in the way of our fellowship with one another. We should hold our convictions with strength and grace, and at the same time accept with love and generosity the fact that our Christian brothers and sisters may hold views with which we fundamentally disagree. I fully understand that you might wish for a land in which everyone else's views are a carbon copy of your own. But just remember that that's called dreamland, not the place where God has called us to serve him. Let me pray with you. Lord God, help us never to allow differences of opinion to obstruct fellowship with our Christian brothers and sisters. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a copy of our free magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you.